You may have heard of an Irish singer called Enya. I am sure you will have heard some of her music at some stage. It's very popular. She's also a songwriter, record producer, and musician. She was born Ethna Ní Brenóin, Brennan in English, in 1961 in County Donegal in the Gaeltacht. She is the fifth of nine children. Her father led a dance band, her mother taught music, and Enya studied classical piano for 6 years. Three of her older siblings and two of her uncles formed the Irish folk group Clannad in 1970. Their fame grew gradually, and on leaving boarding school in 1980, Enya toured with them for 2 years. Her time in Clannad coincided with their decision to incorporate keyboards into the traditional material and the traditional sound. She left the group in 1982 with the group's manager and producer, Nicky Ryan, to pursue a solo career with Ryan's wife, Roma, as her lyricist. Enya developed her own distinctive sound over the following years, with multi-tracked vocals and keyboards, and one might say, mystical elements of Celtic, classical, church and folk music. She has sung in 10 languages. In an interview years ago in 1996 in the Los Angeles Times, Enya said regarding the influences on her music, "I pray, but I mostly enjoy going into churches when they're empty. It's calming just to sit there. Again, it's like going for a walk. You just seem to be able to sort priorities out." Hymns were a huge influence on her music. She said, "The hymns I sang in church are some of the most beautiful melodies I've come across. Very simple, very beautiful. Sometimes in a melody, when you know the note you want to sing, it makes you feel peaceful and calm. Hymns have that quality." How does one classify her music? She herself would answer, "It's Enya-esque." And her manager says with a smile, "I think that's what I'd call it too." I must say that I like this answer. Enya refuses to be put into a neat pigeonhole, to be categorized. We are all created differently by God. We have different traits and capabilities and gifts, each unique to every single person. In these days of so-called freedom, there is in fact a great deal of pressure to conform to a politically correct norm, and dare you be different and do your own thing. The young Italian boy, now blessed Carlo Acutis, who was beatified in October last year, once said, "All people are born as originals, but many live as photocopies." Lord, help us not to be like photocopies, not to be what others want us to become, but help us to become what you want us to be, to fulfill your will as your sons and daughters, each one unique. Enya was born in 1961, 60 years ago on this day.